Joyce Riley, gone but not forgotten. Joyce Ann Riley, age 68, passed away Sunday morning, June 25, 2017, at the Golden Age Living Center in Stover, Missouri. She was born July 31, 1948, in El Dorado, Kansas, and was the oldest of three children. She grew up in Arkansas City, Kansas, and was the daughter of a pharmacist and stay-at-home mom. It was through her mother she obtained her love of quilting, and through her father she obtained her drive and passion for making a difference in the world. Joyce's desire to do for others led her to the University of Kansas, where she graduated with a bachelor's degree in nursing. Within that role, she became active as an expert witness in many medical cases. Her willingness to serve brought her to the Air Force as a flight nurse, where she received her honorable discharge in 1979. In 1991, she returned to the Air Force Reserves as a flight nurse aboard C-130 missions to support Operation Desert Storm, achieving the rank of captain. Following her service to her country, Joyce found her true calling in radio, where she was the voice and advocate for the American Gulf War Veterans Association. Her show, the Power Hour radio program, joined the GCN network in 2000, becoming a voice for all veterans and truth seekers.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. That is, if you think that at least 90% of the information on television news is wrong or biased, and if you want to know what the truth is, that's what we're all about, to try and bring you the reality as close as we can find it to what we call the truth. Now, is that possible in this day and age? I don't know. But we certainly search for that information for you. So glad that you are joining us today, that you have an inquiring mind that says, I want to know the truth, over and over again, no matter what the issue appears to be. We want to know the truth. Yeah. So good at the Power Hour today. Aren't you glad you tuned in here?
For you to look at your life in the very same fashion. Everything you have ever done has brought you here to today. If you've acted appropriately, it's brought you to a good conclusion, perhaps. If you've acted inappropriately, it may be brought to you to a bad conclusion. But there's a point at which we have to get honest with our lives and say, am I going to tell the truth, or am I going to hide in the shadows? There are too many people hiding in the shadows.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I feel good. We can feel good regardless of what's going on around the world.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and standing when it calls for it. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do not stand, we will all fall together. That's all there is to it. We will all fall together. I mean, whether it's doing a radio show, whether it's doing videos, whether it's making a documentary, whether it is preaching, whatever you are doing that is telling the truth, if you don't do it, we all fall. Because we will lose that right of our own accord if we don't speak up.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. And you can change the world one act by one person, one time. Just start. Just start.
You know, I have this belief that we can control our own lives, and that's about it. Our own lives, our families, our own homes, everything within our home, we need to take with extreme caution as to what we let into our home, to what we do in our home, and the fact that we don't let certain thoughts in our home, certain people in our homes, that's a sacred territory. And I believe that so much you have no idea. So I decided that when I was involved in all of this, and it started out, you know, it went from phase 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it seemed like, with all the issues that I was involved in over my lifetime. And I can remember one night coming down from my second story to the first story, and I had pulled my blinds shut. I had decided I was going to fast. I was going to pray for a week. I was going to try and see through all of this. And I remember just this feeling of a verse that came to me. I will keep you free of the terror in the night. And that has been the most, I think, comforting thing that I've ever had. And so I decided, whether it's me, myself, alone, whatever I'm doing, I will be kept free of the terror in the night, and I need to do what is the next right and honorable thing. That's all I can do. I don't have to change the world. I have to do what is the next right and honorable thing.
You're now listening to a show encore of Joyce Riley.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. I do hope you had a good weekend. I hope you weren't glued to the television watching what's happening every single minute of the Ukrainian situation. It was changing very slowly, but did change certainly over the weekend. And I appreciate very much that you are joining us today to get some insight as to what might be happening in the Ukraine. Josh and JD are unable to join us today. It's pretty icy around here, so we don't want them risking. So they will not be joining us today, and they will be missed for sure. It is March 3rd, 2014, and we are entering into a very delicate time, very vulnerable time for the world. And if you look at the different sides as they are presented, listening to CNN, and that was the breaking news all weekend long, they kept doing that breaking news banner, which really wasn't breaking news, but it gets everybody's attention. And they were talking about Ukraine. If you're watching CNN, if you're watching Fox, you're hearing, will Hillary really run this next election? Unbelievable. I mean, it was so full of Hillary versus or Clinton versus Bush or who's it? Who cares? Who really cares? Does anybody really think? And I ask this question seriously. Does anyone really think Hillary Clinton is the best person for the job? Absolutely not. More corruption in spades is what we'll get. However, in looking at what's happening, though, in the real news, that it's interesting to look at what's coming out of RT, and we'll talk about that. I want to give you a little bit of history of what happened in the Ukraine, some facts, and the fact that there are people now saying the U.S. government has been caught funding the coup in Ukraine. A very serious story. Then the story that I want to focus on about what John Kerry had to say. If you heard him or read his speech, you're probably shaking your head wondering which country he's talking about. It was beyond belief what he said. It was really head-shaking, whiplash kind of stuff. And then, of course, the president, who is taking a, we don't want to see Russia do anything, and Russia, you better not do anything, but that's all you're hearing from the president. And, of course, Fox is capitalizing on that. We'll talk about that in this next hour. In the second hour, we'll get an idea from James Corbett what is happening, because if you're watching the market, it's been down as much as 150 points last night prior to the opening in the red. Gold is at $13.45, and it's been up about $16, $18 today. Looks like because of what's happening with Russia, gold might take a swing in the upward fashion about time. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking to a lady who is involved in the research of what's happening with the Palestinians. However, Israel versus Palestine is not an issue right now, and we're going to wait to have her full program on a little bit later. However, today we will have her on for about 20 minutes and talk to Angela Weir. IfAmericansKnew.com, the website that we were discussing earlier, one of the guests had promoted, IfAmericansKnew.com. So Angela Weir will join us for a few minutes to talk about a summit that's going to be held in Washington, D.C. regarding what is taking place in the Gaza. So we will be talking to her for a little while. Then we will take your phone calls. What I want to hear is what you think is going on in Ukraine. We've got a lot of information to discuss. We'll find out what the position of the Power Hour is. Stay right there. We'll be back. 3 minute break. This is Joyce Riley. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth. It's March 3rd, Monday, 2014. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us. It appears that Russia has taken Crimea. Without a doubt now, the question that's being asked most is, how far will Putin go? as we look at this situation that has been taking place over the past several days, we're now seeing that Russia is being accused of being in violation of international law, bringing in approximately anywhere between 10 and 20,000 troops into Crimea region. We're being told that the armored vehicles, helicopters that are going into the area, they have told the Russian troops, they have told the Ukrainian troops there to either join Russian troops or you will be held hostage. It is literally a Russian invasion of Crimea. They've called up all their reservists. And the interesting thing is they have no insignia on the Russian troops from Russia, on the troops that are believed to be from Russia. One of the CNN reporters asked a troop on the street, "Where are you from?" And he said, "Russia." And he was speaking Russian to her. So it looks as though they are for sure from Russia, but the question is, why are they wearing no insignias? It's a deliberate act of aggression, so says our government. And there is belief that Russia has been working at undermining Ukraine since 2004, using so-called weapons of coercion. Russia has been, they say, whipping up nationalism. And now we have a situation where it's Russia versus the United States, whether anybody wants to present it that way or not. And the question, again, is how far is Putin going to take this? Is he going to move from Crimea into other areas of Ukraine, believing he has the right to take that back? Well, what he is doing is protecting his fleet. That's what he is saying. Now, it was interesting the way all of this progressed over the weekend, getting statements from, here's what Russia's thinking and here's what the United States is doing, when in reality you have to wonder, is that really what Russia is saying and thinking, and are they showing their cards? You know, from the whole tipping point from, well, we may send troops, or they are sending troops, or the United States saying, you can't send troops, and they went ahead and sent troops anyway. Now, how much of this is based on a financial situation? How much of this is based on a military situation? Now, we know that the United States was not caught off guard by this taking place, because Ukraine has been a place they have long wanted to bring to its knees from a leadership standpoint. It's been known that the United States has been supporting the hopeful disposition of Yanukovych, of removing him from power, that this has been an ongoing scenario. So the United States has what's called contingency plans in the military. If they do that, then we do this. If they do this, then we do that. They are prepared. They do know what they're doing. And, of course, over the weekend, they were talking about all the black SUVs that were parked at the White House. Half the time, it seemed the president was absent from that, or they at least made it appear as though he was absent from that. And you've got Putin literally saying, I am protecting my Black Sea fleet. Now, is that not something that he has the right to do? That question is not being asked. It is all about Putin is bad, Putin is bad. But think about this. He signed an agreement, a new agreement that was fairly recently signed, to give him use of the Black Sea and the Black Sea fleet, his fleet in that area, till 2042. So if he is rightfully saying, I am there to protect my ships, my military base, my naval base, which is about the only one he has, is that not his right to do? And of course you've got the United States saying, how dare you, how dare you? And I want to talk about what John Kerry said. You talk about phony, absolutely phony hypocrisy. The U.S. Secretary of State spoke yesterday of the unacceptability of invading a sovereign country on phony pretext in order to assert one's own interest in the 21st century. But no, he was not speaking about the United States as one would have thought. His comment, you just don't invade another country on phony pretext in order to assert your interest. Now, that's what he said on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. This is an act of aggression that is completely trumped up in terms of pretext. It's really 19th century behavior in the 21st century. Really? Can anyone spell Afghanistan or Iraq or any other third world country that we are in now? Think about this. And by the way, this information comes from RT, Russia Today. And I was kind of looking forward to see what Russia Today had to say. Kerry also threatened to isolate Russia economically and politically and warned of the potential asset freezes and visa bans. Here's what they're saying. The United States really can't do anything militarily, or we really shouldn't try to do anything militarily. And both stations, both CNN and Fox, have been playing this over and over again of, well, we can't do anything militarily. We shouldn't and we won't do anything militarily, but what else can we do? We're going to freeze them out of the G8 and the G20. Really? That's going to hurt his feelings. Don't you think that'll hurt Putin's feelings to say, you know, we're not coming to your G8 meeting in Sochi in June? Or what other action are they going to take against? Now, remember, the Ukraine is not a member nation of NATO. So really, NATO cannot go to the defense of Ukraine. Or it really shouldn't. But we'll have to wait and see. There are now former U.S. representatives coming forward saying, well, the United Nations needs to step in here. And I think that's to keep the United States out of the crosshairs. But they're now threatening Putin economically, saying that all of his accounts.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyra Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyramall.com. That's thepyramall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Orega Resp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepyramall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepyramall.com. That's thepyramall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know.
to order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Power Hour J. We've been spring cleaning at the Power Mall. We have an overstock of Grown by Nature supplements, and we'd like to offer you 25% off of select products. Hurry, the sale will only be available while supplies last. No code necessary to shop at thepowermall.com. Or you can call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Of his personal accounts will be frozen in the Eurozone. Now, my thought is, the guy's got so much money, he's got to have accounts all over the Eurozone, or he's got to have accounts all over the world. Isn't it amazing how much money these people amass in these positions? It'd be interesting to know how much the alleged president has all over the world also. So now they want to ban his assets, and they want to freeze his assets around the world, and they want to ban his visas. Adding to media and political hype that followed the Russian authorization of sending this stabilization force into Crimea. Again, Kerry says, there could be certainly disruption of any of the normal trade routine. There could be business drawback on investment in the country. There could be, ultimately, asset freezes and visa bans. Boy, he's really hitting them hard, isn't he? Now, my question is this a game between Russia and the United States? And are we playing a game so that Russia wins Crimea and United States wins Syria? Is that going to be the ultimate outcome of this? Because it doesn't seem like they're playing hardball. In fact, it's been said on many of the stations that Russia is playing chess while the United States is playing checkers. Or maybe marbles. Although Kerry was never challenged by the interviewer to comment in terms of that statement that I just read about the ultimate asset freezes and visa bans. On the constant threats to use force and military invasions in Iraq and Afghanistan is where everybody's looking now. I mean, think about it. You've got to be kidding me. You invaded Iraq and Afghanistan for what reason? No good reason. The United States did exactly what they are accusing Russia of doing. Let me repeat his statement. You just don't invade another country on funny pretext in order to assert your interest. This is an act of aggression that is completely trumped up in terms of its pretext. That is exactly what the United States did. Since when does the United States government genuinely subscribe and defend the concept of sovereignty and territorial integrity, Mr. Kerry? They certainly are not doing that at the moment in Syria. Now, this is a Marcus Papadopoulos commentator for Politics First told RT. They certainly did not do that when they attacked Libya. They certainly didn't do that when they invaded Iraq. In other words, Michael Papadopoulos is exposing the fact that the United States has done the very same thing in all these other countries that we are now telling Russia they have no right to do.
They certainly didn't do that when they invaded Iraq. They didn't do that when they attacked Serbia over Kosovo, and then later on recognized Kosovo's unilateral declaration of independence. United States government merely pays lip service to sovereignty and territorial integrity. It picks and chooses when they want to. Since the crisis in Ukraine escalated to the point where the lives of Russian-speaking population of Ukraine have been threatened, Kerry's reaction is most ridiculous. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Ryan. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. I want to encourage you to go to the Power Hour News section. There's a lot of news there that is really important, just as important, really, as what we're hearing here. But I know this is on everyone's mind, and trying to plow through all the information that's out there is what I'm attempting to do for you all right now, to maybe short-circuit the research that you need to do. What we're hearing is that the United States is saying, don't do it, Russia. And, you know, basically saying, we're warning you of any ongoing negative consequences. And that's it. Russia is protecting its fleet. I honestly believe at this point, unless someone can show me reason why not, that Russia has a right to protect its fleet there in the Crimean region. Now, this is not what you're hearing on television. You're hearing, bad Putin, how dare he do this? He's invaded Ukraine. And what he says is, I'm trying to protect my ships. To me, he has more of a legitimate reason for going into the Crimean region or into Ukraine than the United States had for going into all the countries that they've gone into. The G8 meeting I mentioned that's coming up in Sochi in June includes the G8 are UK, Germany, Italy, Canada, Russia, the US, France, and Japan. And, of course, about all they can do is refuse to go to the meeting or get everybody on their side, the United States side, to say, we're not coming to your meeting. Let's talk about some. Now, according to RT, Russia Today, so understand where this news is coming from. This is what they're saying on the background about why Crimea is in turmoil. The Crimeans began protesting after the new self-imposed government in Kiev introduced a law abolishing the use of other languages for official documents in Ukraine. More than half the Crimean population are Russian and use only this language for their communication. The residents announced that they are going to hold a referendum on March 30th to determine the fate of the Ukrainian autonomous region. Feeling a threat from the new central government of questionable legitimacy, a number of regions stood up against it. Thousands of people across the eastern and southern Ukraine are flooding the streets of major cities, urging the local authorities to disobey Kiev's orders. The local population is calling the government in Kiev illegitimate and demanding that their local governments refuse to take orders from it. Now, that's the Russia Today position on all of this. And we can't forget about all the pipelines that go through Ukraine. We can't forget about the financial situation. You know, it's being talked about that not only Russia, but China and India are buying oil with gold. And that's a threat to the United States also. And then, of course, you've got the financial time bomb in the Eurozone. So everything is just like created for the perfect storm. Now, don't think the United States is being blindsided by all of this. They've known and have wanted this to happen for quite a while. Let's go back and look a little bit at the timeline that happened prior to this time. November 21st of 2013, President Viktor Yanukovych announced abandonment of a trade agreement with the European Union. He sought closer ties with Moscow. That did not sit well with the European Union or the United States. November 30th, public support grows for pro-EU anti-government protesters
as images of them bloodied by police crackdown spread online and in the media. December 1st, about 300,000 people protested in Kiev's Independence Square, Maidan Square. The city hall was seized by activists. Then January 16th, anti-protest laws were passed and quickly condemned as draconian. January 17th, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced plans to buy $15 billion in Ukrainian bonds, government bonds, and a cut in the cost of Russia's natural gas for the Ukraine. Something I was not aware of, and I think that's important to know in this whole equation. January 22nd, two protesters died after being hit with live ammunition. A third died following a fall during a confrontation with police. January 28th, Prime Minister Mykola Azarov resigned and the parliament repealed anti-protest laws that caused the demonstration to escalate in the first place. January 29, a bill was passed promising amnesty for arrested protesters if seized government buildings are relinquished. We're going to continue with the buildup to all of this and the history behind it. It's a whole lot more than what you're hearing about on television, which is Putin bad, Putin bad. We'll be back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joy Trotter. Getting back to the Ukrainian situation, with the protests that were taking place, the continued torture, beatings, killings that were happening throughout February, it appears that all of this culminated in what has happened just of recent. With February 27th, the pro-Kremlin armed men seizing government buildings in Crimea. Ukraine government vows to prevent a country breakup as Crimean parliament set May 25th as a date for a referendum on the region's status. Yanukovych was granted refuge in Russia, so that was the 27th. What was that, last Thursday, I believe. Then on the 28th, armed men, Friday, in unmarked combat fatigues, seized the Simferopol International Airport and a military airfield in Sevastopol. The Ukrainian government accused Russia of aggression. United Nations Security Council holds an emergency closed-door session to discuss the situation in Crimea. The United States warns Russia of militarily intervening in Ukraine. Moscow says military movements in Crimea are in line with the previous agreements to protect its fleet position in the Black Sea. Yanukovych makes his first public appearance in southern Russia. March 1st, as the situation worsened in Crimea, local leaders asked for President Vladimir Putin's help. Russia's upper house of the parliament approves a request by Putin to use military power in Ukraine. March 2nd, a convoy of hundreds of Russian troops head toward the region, the capital of Ukraine's Crimea region, day after Russia's forces took over the strategic Black Sea Peninsula without firing a shot. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk warns Ukraine is on the brink of disaster and accuses Russia of declaring war on his country. Now, I think as we go along, and we probably will be talking about in the ensuing days, that there is more and more information appearing about how the United States is in fact supporting and has been supporting financially what has been taking place in Ukraine, creating the dissension. And of course, they were not caught blindsided. They knew exactly what was going to take place and have all kinds of contingency plans left. So as we see, there are a lot of people going from every, you know, part of the spectrum, from saying, well, Russia's just defending its naval fleet, to this is the beginning of World War III. And whatever it is, all I can say is there's going to be some disruptions, I'm sure. And I would say, again, like we always do, be prepared, be prepared, be prepared. Now, our guest coming on, Allison Weir, is also going to talk about some of the involvement with Israel in Ukraine. We'll talk to her a short while about that. The Israeli militia commander that is fighting to protect Kiev, he calls his troops the blue helmets of Maiden, but brown is the color of the headgear that they're wearing, worn by Delta, the nom de guerre of the commander of a Jewish-led militia force that participated in the Ukrainian Revolution. Under his helmet, he also wears a kippah. Delta, Ukraine-born former soldier, is the Israeli Defense Forces, is in the Israeli Defense Forces, and he spoke to Times of Israel Thursday on condition of anonymity. He explained how he came to use combat skills he acquired in the Shuali Shimson Reconnaissance Battalion of the Givati Infantry Brigade to rise through the ranks of Kiev street fighters. He has headed a force of 40 men and women, including several IDF veterans, in violent clashes with government forces. So several Ukrainian Jews, including a rabbi, one of the country's claimants to the title of chief rabbi, confirmed Delta's identity and role in the still unfinished revolution. It certainly is. So there is still a tense standoff at the Crimean military base as hundreds of Russian gunmen encircle the camp and Ukraine calls for all its military reservists ready for war. And I'm sure that Russia has done the very same thing. Venezuela, meanwhile, is protesting the death toll reaching 17. That is still a mess. People are still in the streets in Venezuela, but we're not hearing much about that, which makes you wonder what is taking place covertly there. But Venezuelan Attorney General Luisa Ortega said on Friday that the death toll from the street protests to show support for or opposition to the government of President Nicolas Maduro has increased to 17 people, with over 260 others injured. Palestinian government welcomes a Taliban ceasefire call. Remember, there in Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai allowed 67 people to go free, and they are people who he says hate the United States and want to retaliate against the United States. That's just perfect timing, don't you think? And the United States can't get an agreement with Hamid Karzai. I don't know, maybe he wants his poppies back, I guess. And so that situation is still a mess. Interestingly enough, CNN has decided to pick up a trial that they're going to be covering. And I bring this up because how shocking it is that you have Osama bin Laden's son-in-law going on trial today in New York City. Now, is that one going to be covered? Oh, no. Which trial would you rather see? The trial of Oscar the Blade Runner in Australia, who killed his girlfriend, or Osama bin Laden's son-in-law going on trial? Which of those two trials would you like to see? Well, you're going to see the Blade Runner's trial. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make any sense to be bringing these trials out in public when there is not enough evidence. There's not enough, really, to bring them to trial. Or they don't want you to see what's taking place during this trial with a handpicked, probably, jury that'll be involved there. So that's what they're doing. The trial of Oscar Pistorius will be seen on CNN. Now, I think a lot of you ought to email CNN and get their response as to why they're putting on an Australian trial of a murder of a model girlfriend. Not that there's nothing, not that we want to diminish the importance of that woman's life, obviously. But Osama bin Laden's son-in-law is going on trial in New York today. Diversion, diversion, diversion. Now, how many of you would not even know that if I hadn't told you? How many of you would not even know that you're going to know that Oscar Pistorius is going on trial for sure. But how many of you would have known that Osama bin Laden's son-in-law was on trial in New York City? Probably not many, unless you get up at 4 o'clock and listen to the news that CNN doesn't seem to repeat much of the rest of the day. So, oh, by the way, did you know, this is another thing that I picked up, Alaska did not have enough snow for the Iditarod. They had to bring in snow. For the Iditarod in Alaska, they didn't have enough snow. But probably Texas has snow. Who knows right now? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Attacks killed dozens in the area of Nigeria targeted by Boko Haram. According to The Guardian, at least 74 people have been killed in 3 weekend attacks in Nigeria's restive northeast, the epicenter of Boko Haram insurgency that has claimed thousands of lives since 2009. More bad guys in Nigeria. We must go and help them, I'm sure. Tennessee State University is now requiring students to wear trackable IDs. Beginning Saturday, March 1st, students and staff at Tennessee State University are required to present identification badges at any time that can also track their movements in and out of buildings. Ooh, how nice. How nice, ladies and gentlemen. Twenty-six top American corporations paid no federal income tax from 08 to 12. According to RT, who brings you this news, 26 of the most powerful American corporations, Boeing, General Electric, Verizon, those are a few of them, paid no federal income tax from 2008 to 12, according to a new report detailing how Fortune 500 companies exploit tax breaks and loopholes. Well, you might as well just say, exploit you. That's probably even closer. You belly up to that IRS bar and pay the money you cannot pay, or else. Washington Dam has a 65-foot crack in it. According to Yahoo News, engineers have started emergency procedures to stabilize the Washington Dam after they found a 65-foot crack in the structure. The Wanapum Dam, a hydroelectric project located on the Columbia River in Grant County, Washington, is still running after divers discovered the 65-foot crack that is 2 inches wide. There's a new code in the San Antonio regulations, laws, whatever you want to call them. The San Antonio code was slipped into the city without notice in 2009 because there's so many laws, rules, regulations that you cannot possibly adhere to. And it's made that way, by the way. But it's coming into brutal effect now. Now in 2014, San Antonio, Texas has declared leaves a hazardous vegetation which is threatening all organic food gardening. And since the ICC code San Antonio uses have been installed in most cities, the U.S., the ICC code threatens all organic food gardening across the country. Is that frightening or what? Now, those of you who are not aware that these kinds of things are taking place probably are listening to CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, and you don't know. And the people that are going to get hit are the little people. This is scary. Absolutely scary. All the information, the codes, are included in the email blast and also at the Power Hour News section. And you can check this out. Oregon's non-medical vaccine waiver law goes into effect today. Oregon has the highest percentage of children entering school with non-medical waivers for at least one, and that's the moral or the ethical or religious exemptions, as they call them. State officials are hoping to change that statistic. State legislature has introduced a new law taking effect today. States that parents must consult with a medical professional before they can qualify for a waiver to opt out of any vaccine before the child may start school. Now, in the past, it was always a matter of you had a religious objection, you had a moral objection, ethical objection, you could simply state that. Now, you must have a physician. I guarantee you they're not going to want their patients to not be vaccinated. Number one, from a financial standpoint. Number two, they don't want their name to go on a list. Black seed shows promising health effects for women. Recent reports show how black seed can benefit women in particular. One of those two studies found that black seed was able to reverse the bone loss and skeletal changes in mice whose ovaries had been surgically removed. That is huge. You know what I think is if we just ate the food that God made that we are supposed to eat, we would be fine. But we don't. Or some of us don't. Some of you don't. It's all about eating the correct food. And if we ate this food, then I think the medical care would be so nominal that we would need to seek.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.